It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Can you feel it? The weather's getting warmer. The sun is out. Everything is in. The pandemic is receding. That means we could talk about the Central Iowa Fair and other things. We have with us Megan Carlson, County Youth Coordinator for ISU Extension and Outreach, and you even brought a guest with you. By the way, how are you, Megan?
I'm good, Ken. Thanks.
Good. You brought a guest.
I did. I brought with us our summer assistant, and her name is Paige Zorny.
Paige, welcome. Did you know what you're getting into when you decided to join these folks for the summer?
No, not at all.
At least she's honest.
Well, she's honest. That's great. So we'll hear from both of you here in the next few minutes, but we're going to talk a lot about getting ready for the next month, 5 weeks or so. The Central Iowa Fair is not too far off.
No, it's not. That was scary. I mean, we're almost, it starts on the 14th, so next week it'll be 1 month, so about 5 weeks, yeah. So, yeah, we're getting prepared for the fair and continuing to plan as normal as possible. The fair board is planning their entertainment. We've got our competitive events lined up and are working on some pretty new fun activities this year.
Oh, like, for instance, you want to spill a few beans here while we're at it?
Oh, I suppose I can, yes. So something that is going to be new this year is we are going, one of our 4-H clubs, the Melbourne 4-H Club, is hosting, in partnership with the Marshall County Farm Bureau, a barbecue contest.
Ooh.
Yep, so that will be held this year at the fair. I can't remember what date it is off the top of my head, but that one, the winner for all three categories, I believe there's chicken, pork, and beef, and that the winner of each category will get to represent Marshall County at the State Fair Farm Bureau Barbecue Contest.
Cool. Now, is this for professionals or for wannabe professional barbecuers?
So they have a youth division, and they also have a professional division.
Cool.
Yeah, so that one is going to be pretty fun. I'm excited about that. And then also this year we're doing or having a Memorial Pepper Tournament. I had never heard of Pepper. Apparently it's a card game.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes, I had never heard of Pepper.
It's led a sheltered life, hasn't she, Paige?
Yes.
So that is exciting. We're excited about that. And the registration forms for both of those are up on our website. And then also this year, the Central Iowa Fair Board is doing mud volleyball again.
All right.
Yes. So that will be on Saturday at the fair. And then the other new thing is the Marshall County Youth Ambassadors, which is a group of 7th through 12th grader 4-H members. And they are holding a paint war before the mud volleyball tournament. So youth can, it's $5. They'll get a white t-shirt. And they'll get to just throw paint balloons at each other for 5-10 minutes. So
I like it.
Yeah, so those are just some of the new things this year at the fair. And then we've got our normal entertainment. We've got the youth rodeo again. We have bull riding. We have a couple concerts going on. I can't remember who the big concert name is on Saturday night, I can't remember who it is. But
I can't either, but Doris might know down the hall at Kick. She might know. Doris, what is it?
But yeah, so we're super excited. And then there's going to be a couple of fundraisers that our 4-H clubs are participating in. We have a couple of the fair board members found some big wooden spools. And so 4-H clubs can take those and repurpose them however they want. I know some clubs are making planters, like garden planters. Others are making, like, with some of the smaller ones, are making, like, an end table, like, with, like, mosaic tiles on top of it.
Cool.
So, yeah, those will be auctioned off Saturday evening after the bull riding and before the concert.
Okay.
So those will be on display all week at the activity building.
And the 4-H'ers, I'm sure, are probably starting to get a little tense about making sure that they've got their animals and livestock all ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of the animals have been ID'd, and now it's time to enter them for their classes at fair. So fair entry for the Central Iowa Fair for 4-H, FFA, and open class is currently open. The 4-H and FFA deadline is June 15th, so that's 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Kyle took his calendar with him. What the heck?
Kyle, man, can't let him do anything. But yes, so entries are open until June 15th at 11:59. And that is for all livestock, non-livestock, communications, clothing, pretty much anything that wants to go to the fair has to be entered for 4-H and FFA by June 15th. So we are anxiously awaiting. We don't have any submitted yet. I know it's only June 3rd, but we don't have any entries submitted yet.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so I'm sure that will change.
Fingers crossed they start coming in.
We actually, so what are you having Paige doing anyway?
Paige, what have you been doing?
I've been working pretty much a lot on a bunch of different camps that we're going to be having this summer.
Okay. Like what?
There is camps for anyone and everyone, pretty much. We have, mostly I've been focusing on the agriculture is for everyone for grades 4 through 8. And that's just learning about the importance of agriculture and just doing fun activities, hands-on, that sort of thing. And then there's also a similar camp to that that is Gardening is Ag 2. That's for K-3 students. Mm-hmm. That also is just learning how gardening works, the whole process, the life cycle of a seed, all of those different sorts of things.
So, you know, they haven't told you yet what your duties are going to be during the fair yet, because I'm sure you won't get off that easy, right?
Oh, no.
We're already letting her go one day because she shows sheep, and the Poweshiek County Fair is the same week as ours. Oh. So we're already letting her leave to show her sheep.
Well,
so
that's okay.
She's going to be even more busy.
I mean, she is only she's only an intern. She does have some other priorities, right?
Oh, I know. It's all right.
It's going to be a very busy summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what about the Fair Queen and the Fair Princess? Are we taking apps for that yet?
Yeah, so the applications for those have been open since about the end of April, and those are actually due next Friday, June 11th, to Jody Brenneman, the Queen Coordinator. And then if you're interested in becoming the Little Miss Princess, that is open to anyone in Marshall County that's in kindergarten through third grade. And those applications are due on June 14th. Okay. So that's on a Monday. I know Jody has always worked super hard on getting youth involved in that amazing opportunity. They get to represent Marshall County at the Central Iowa Fair and then also at the Iowa State Fair. With all of, I think there's like 105 fair queens that go down to the state fair. Oh, so yeah. It's a great opportunity. I know a couple of our past summer assistants have been the fair queens, and they've always have nothing but good things to say. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was so many things that you didn't get to do because of the pandemic last year. But I'm sure there's still a few things that probably that people are going to go, well, we're still missing this. And it was probably like, okay, we can't do everything back all at once while we're, even though we're on the downside of the pandemic, it hasn't gone away yet.
No, it has not.
Are there some things that folks may miss because they're just not, you just don't have it to do it this year? Did I put you on the spot well enough?
You did, but there's really honestly nothing for the fair that the fair is planning that will not be there.
Okay.
All of our competitive events will be held like normal. Things just might be spaced out time-wise more. For like our static judging, we won't have as many comment writers to help the judges. So just things to help reduce number of people, but all of the events will be held like normal.
Okay.
Well, normal as it can be, I should
normal
say.
As it can be,
yes,
I think.
The new normal.
I think that's a good way to do it. So
yes.
What do I don't know how much of a schedule you have for the fair, but
put me on the spot.
I'll move on from the fair.
No, you're
we
good.
Still got time. Well, okay.
You're good.
So So what are some of the highlights each day? Can you narrow it down a little bit? If somebody's going to say, you know, you want to come to the fair. I want to come to the fair, but I want to see the really, really, it's all good stuff, but I want to see the really, 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 really good stuff.
Yeah, so we are having the pig races back again this year.
Oh, right.
We've had those in the past, and those are coming back. I believe they're going to be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so we are super excited about that. And then also we are going to have during the youth rodeo the little kid powered cars.
Oh,
we're gonna have
okay.
One of those demolition derbies. So that'll be like the intermission entertainment for mm-hmm. the youth rodeo. So we're super excited about that. And then on Wednesday, we'll have the Queen Coronation and the scholarship presentations, and then the Central Iowa Hall of Fame, as well as the Iowa 4-H Hall of Fame recipients will get recognized. And then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will have a traveling entertainment. They'll do juggling, magic, bubbles. They'll be there for the kids. And then, like always, we'll have our shows and everything. And we also this year are going to have on Wednesday, an arm wrestling, monster arm wrestling. Never heard of that, but we are doing that.
Well, if you're a monster and you're arm wrestling, you're going to be one up on everybody else
yeah,
who's not a monster.
I think so. Yeah, sounds like it.
Like me, yeah.
And then also on Wednesday night, we are having a movie night. We're going to be playing A Dog's Journey.
Okay.
And that will be locations to be determined. We have to see what the weather is going to be like. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's outside, but it might be inside. Let's see, what else do we have going on? There will be a bags tournament.
Okay.
On Friday evening, and that will also be the same night as Neil Hewitt and Grand Marshall. And then on Saturday, they'll have the pig races, mud volleyball, and then the National Guard is also bringing a zip line and the rock climbing wall.
Are they real cool?
Yep, that will be there on Saturday. And then we'll have the bull riding Saturday evening, followed by Adam Whitehead and Brian James Graham.
All right.
So full schedule.
Is that what you call a little something for everyone?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
But we'll also have Oreo stacking and cookie decorating. Those are during the days on, I believe, Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little bit of everything for everyone.
We got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
What do you want to reemphasize as far as getting prepared for the fair or deadlines or anything? Is there anything you want to make sure you mention again?
Yeah. So I want to dig a little bit deeper into the summer camps. So the three that Paige mentioned, Gardening to Give, Ag is Gardening Too, and Ag is Everywhere, are the three camps that her and Chelsea have been working on. And then she's also been working really hard on my camps. I have four camps, and Chelsea's got three this summer. And Paige is helping dabble in all of those. So we have our first camp next Wednesday, June 9th, and that one is actually full. We capped registration at 10, and we have 11.
Okay.
And then we also have one about careers in engineering and coding. And then we also are doing Color Your World through STEAM. So it'll be STEM with art education in there as well. So we are also this year are partnering again with the Marshalltown Community Schools and the Marshalltown Community Foundation to provide week-long STEM camps at all six elementary schools.
Well, cool. So, yeah. So you've got plenty to do this summer.
I think we're plenty busy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, well, a lot going on.
Yes.
Of course, if you got questions about any of that or you want to double check, just give them a call out at Marshall County ISU Extension and Outreach.
Yes.
And I hope you can survive the next month, Megan.
I think we can do it.
You too, Paige.
It's going to be busy.
Thank you both for being here. Have a good next of the month and a good fair, and we will talk again soon. Megan Carlson, County Youth Director, and Summer Intern Paige Zoney. our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB.